And now, tonight's presentation of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense. Tonight, the story of a man's search for the murderer of his brother. We call it A Killing in Abilene. So now, starring Parley Bear, here is tonight's suspense play, A Killing in Abilene.
I'd come down out of the Snake Range that morning, had followed the river trail through the canyon, and that afternoon had found Pleasant Valley. A handful of buildings, desolate, huddled in the cold shadows of the mountains around, tall and dark. A quarter of a mile this side of town on an easy rise, I saw a handful of people standing in a circle. As I got closer, I saw they were gathered around two men who were digging.
Mind to
try in here, you mean, on both charges?
No need for that.
Then what do you mean, take care of it?
How did he kill your brother? His head was beat in. He was beat to death.
Yeah. Same as he did to Fred. A man who'd do a thing like that don't need no trial.
Not for you, maybe. But there'll be no more killing in my family. We'll give him a fair trial in Abilene.
If Billy's done these killings, he's going to pay for it here.
I don't go for lynching.
That's strong talk. We don't call it lynching when we hang a man for murder. If you don't like it, go on back to Abilene.
Maybe I'll do that. When I take Lee Burridge out for trial.
I don't know what you're trying to do. I suspect it's to get Burridge out of town. If I'm right, you're heading into a lot of trouble.
One of you boys direct me to where Lee Burridge lives?
Could if we felt inclined. What you want with him?
Just want to talk. Anybody got any objections?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Ben Chappie. There ain't going to be no talking. He's done what he's done. He's going to pay for it. And nobody's going to stand in the way. It's time he was riding out of here.
And if I don't?
Then I'll help you.
Time off, Ben. We don't need no private wars here.
Where does he live?
Come on, boys.
He turned away from me and moved into the sheriff's office, leaving me alone to walk down the dusty street. I asked the blacksmith where Lee Burridge lived. He just looked at me and shook his head. Towards the hills, a thunderhead was beginning to gather, moving in slowly. Near the end of the street, two men were building a coffin in front of a small house. Is this where I'll find Mrs. Costin?
Why do you have to come meddling around here at a time like this? Can't you leave a widow to her sorrow?
Well, she's a stranger, Bob Boy. Strangers don't have no time for other people's sorrow.
Maybe you're right, old-timer. Maybe they got too many themselves.
Yes?
I'd like to talk to you, ma'am. Could I come in?
No. Can't you see this house is in mourning? My friends are making a coffin for Fred's decent burial. I got nothing to say to you.
Ma'am, I know how you feel.
How can you know how I feel?
I had a brother once killed by this man, Burridge.
Oh.
I'd like you to help me. It was 2 years ago my brother was killed. His wife would like the killer brought back to Abilene for trial. I'd like you to speak to your friend. Let me take him away.
He didn't give my Fred a chance before he killed him. He's a cruel, an ugly man. I want him killed. Here, where I can watch.
Will you tell me where he lives?
Don't tell him nothing, Mrs. Custon. He'll go warn him off.
Let him go if he wants. I say a man's got one life to live, and he's got a right to lose it any dang way he pleases. I'll tell you where you can find Lee Burridge.
Pit that had been a grave and turned up a side canyon. A few miles farther on where the canyon spread, I saw his hut set against a fire-blackened hill. There was no growing thing on the rocky ground except one thick, twisted tree, its stunted limbs reaching out, empty, waiting.
In Abilene.
If that's who you are, you've caused me enough trouble. Now get out of here.
They'll give you a fair trial there.
Stay here and you're going to be lynched for Fred Boston's killing.
Nobody's going to lynch me while I got this. Don't come no closer.
You listen to me. I don't hold no love for you. I shouldn't care what happens to you. But it took me 2 years to find you. Now I'm taking you out.
Don't come no closer.
Put up your gun.
I'm warning you.
Put up your gun.
While you still can.
I will. After I settle with Burridge. Where's the sheriff?
Went off with the boys.
After Burridge?
Yeah. They're going to wait till dark. Then they're going to bring him up.
Where are they going to wait till dark? I want to be with them.
I thought you didn't like lynching.
I don't, but I want to be there.
I was told if you came back to town, you have to be with them. Now, don't make me use this gun, son. And just turn around and we'll join the rest of them.
All right.
And I'd suggest you stop your talking about Lee Burridge. From what I overheard, you're close to sharing a rope with him.
You are listening to A Killing in Abilene, tonight's presentation in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense. Fires are easier to prevent than to extinguish. If you want to make sure you don't have a fire in your own home, now's the time to get fire sighted. If you can't make your own electrical repairs, get an electrician in to check the house, especially if it's been a while since your wiring's had any attention. And throw out piled up rubbish. Be fire sighted. And now we bring back to our Hollywood soundstage, Parley Bear, starring in tonight's production of A Killing in Abilene. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
He rode out of Pleasant Valley, the old man, and up speaking through scattered herds of cattle on the lower rangelands. Rolling in from the east, the black clouds smothered the mountaintop. The old man still held the gun on me.
No use winding the horses. Won't be dark for a couple hours yet. Lynch and parties get their guts after dark.
How come you weren't with them?
Waiting for you. I thought you'd be around. Besides, I seen a lynching once. So much trouble.
Yeah.
You still figuring to take Burridge with you to Abilene?
I can try.
Ain't that going to be a mite barren without a shooting iron?
Might be.
I'm surprised after 2 years looking for him, you didn't shoot him when you found him.
That's not what I come for.
Why not? You killed your brother.
I made a promise to somebody.
His wife?
Yeah. And mine, too. What was it between Costin and Burridge?
I don't know. Nobody's seen much of Burridge in the past couple of years. Ever since Ben told us about how he was a killer. Ugly man. Guess it was your brother he killed, too.
I guess so.
Now, because of him, you might get killed.
Why?
They know you're trying to take Burridge away. We ford the stream here.
What's your foot?
Get out.
you'd let me go?
Seen a lynching once. Started a lot of trouble.
I've come this far. I'll finish it.
Hello, sir. Thought you'd left Pleasant Valley.
I told the old man to bring him. We decided he ought to be with us where we can watch him. We're not letting him take Burge out.
You decided, Ben? What do you say, mister? You still going to try and take him?
I'll tell you what he says, Sheriff. He says he wants Burge one way or the other. He has to join, that's what he says.
Shut up, old man. Get off the horse, mister.
All right. I want Burge as bad as the rest of you. I'd prefer him to stand trial. That's the difference. I don't want this lynching.
You...
Get your hand off your gun, Ben. He ain't armed.
Now take it easy, Bear.
We decided what to do. You're here because I want you here. Burge killed Fred Cotton in a fight. Now we're going to settle it. Burge killed easy. I've seen him do it once before. He's not going to do it again.
You saw him kill my brother?
I saw it. You need more of a trial than that?
I thought of the ugly man up the canyon in the broken down shack. I wondered if he knew what was waiting for him a mile or so away. It was quiet then. The storm clouds were quickening the end of day and the party became shadowed. Sitting nervously, two of the men had some whiskey and were building up their courage for the night's work.
It's nearly dark.
Wow. I didn't think you'd come.
I had to. My Fred's dead.
So's my brother.
My Fred was a good man. Never hit me. But he was a dark man with drink.
What was it between Burge and him?
Well, we lost some chickens. Fred said that Burge stole them. When he came to town for supplies, Fred and him got fighting. Burge hated him and he beat him. Fred was horrible hurt. Afterwards, everybody laughed and made jokes.
They laughed at their friend?
Oh, it was man laughing. No harm. But to a dark man like Fred, it was bad. He swore to get even. That was last Saturday. He went in to drink.
And didn't come back?
We all thought he rode out someplace for shame.
Why do you think Burge killed him?
Oh, they's all talking about it.
Who was?
All the men, Saturday night. They said Fred and that man is arguing.
Who heard that?
Ben did. And when Fred didn't come back, we all knew that man had killed him. Well, he did. And he's going to pay for it.
Who found the grave, ma'am?
Ben did. I'm sorry for your brother's wife, but... it must be this way. It's like the Holy Book says, an eye for an eye.
Let's go, boys. It's time. He's there right enough. There's a light inside.
Hold up, boys. Stop. You, Jim, and Needle, come with me. We'll bring him up. The rest of you stay here.
What's the idea?
You're too quick tonight, Ben, and given too many orders. You stay. You still going to try and get him away, son?
I might.
You're like an Indian I knew once. Had to shoot him 5 times before he knew he was dead.
What do you want here?
You know what we want, Burge.
Get out of here. Get off my land.
You come outside quiet-like. We don't want no trouble.
I ain't asking for trouble.
You asked for it when you killed Fred Cotton.
Killed him. I didn't kill Cotton.
Save your breath while you got it.
Come on. Let go. Let go. Let go. I'll kill you. I'll kill you. You've done your last killing. Get the rope over that limb.
Right. Is this your doing, Ben?
Shut up. Tie his hands, Bob. I'll hold him.
You going to blame this one on me too, Ben?
Shut up. I...
Briggs. He didn't do it. Let it go, son. You can't stop him now.
I got to talk to him before they do it. He didn't kill. I know it.
Wait a minute.
Take my gun. Thanks.
The rope was around his neck, and he knew he was going to die. But as I came near him and could see him in the light, there was no fear in his eyes. He was lifted onto the horse, the rope was tightened, and he was ready to be lynched. Then he saw me.
One request, Sheriff.
What, Burry?
Let me talk to him a minute.
The stranger here?
For a minute. No more talking. Take that horse out from under him.
Not yet. Let him talk.
Take it out!
We don't want to kill the wrong man, Ben. You are Burry. Let him talk.
Why do you think I killed your brother?
They're trying to get away with something, Jake. Let's string him up. Come on.
A minute don't matter. Get up, Ben. Let them have their say.
We found your pouch near my brother's grave, Burridge. Your name on it. And tonight Ben told me he saw you kill him.
I didn't. I wasn't with Ben that night in Abilene. Ben wanted to drink. I didn't. He left me and took my pouch with him.
What does it matter about his brother? It's Fred Costin we're hanging him for.
I didn't kill Fred Costin either. Listen, mister, I didn't kill your brother. Ben told everybody I did, and ever since I've had no friends.
He's talked enough. He killed Fred Costin. I told you that.
What about Doring?
I didn't kill Fred Costin.
He's lying. Let's get it over with.
I said let him talk.
Where'd you get that gun, mister?
How'd you know where Fred was buried, Ben? How'd you know where Fred was buried? Miss Costin says you found the grave. How'd you know where it was?
Answer him, Ben.
You told me where it was, Ben.
I saw him burying poor Fred. That's how I knew.
If you saw him burial, why didn't you stop Burridge then?
Wasn't none of my business.
But it is now. What made you change your mind so fast?
Stay away from that horse, Ben! Get out of it! Cut him down! You, Bob, cut him down!
I think you'll be coming back to Abilene with me, Ben.
You think so?
You all right, son?
How about Burridge?
Oh, he'll live. Rest easy, son. You've done a good job. But you ain't going to keep your promise about your brother's killer. There's no sense taking Ben Chaffee back to Abilene. We'll bury him here.
Killing in Abilene by Anthony Ellis and Gil Dowd. Next week, the story of a man who thought the only way to escape death was to search for it. It's called Diagnosis of Death. That's next week on Suspense. Suspense is produced and directed by Anthony Ellis. The music was composed by Lucian Morwick and conducted by Lutz Gluskin. Featured in the cast were Paula Winslow, Jack Crucian, Frank Gerstle, Jim Nusser, Vic Perrin, Joe Duvall, and Will Wright. Listen for the Radio Hall of Fame every Sunday night on the CBS Radio Network.